ויאמר השם אל מוישה, אמור אל הכהנים בני אהרן, ואמרת עליהם. אמור ואמרת. תסיימו, זאת רש"י, אמור ואמרת, להדיר גדולים על הקטנים. Now the emphasis is, it doesn't say anywhere that it's about ketanim. It should be emor ve'amarto, emor to tell the gedolim. But it's a double lashon. Emor ve'amarto. There's a pshat, emor ve'amarto lahazer gedolim al ketanim. We have the yom le'royim, which are groyser days, days that are taka lit up, and that we steig, and we're holding on a higher madrega. It's mefurish lahalocha that, l'moshel, a person that even if he's not nizer and paspalter in a whole year, and Aseret Mitzvah is, it's be'etzem hecheretag. But sometimes, on a cold wintry day, in the middle of Shvat, it's not the same. The person's not holding the same. Is there's a mussar of lahadir gedoylem alaktanim. The purpose of those days is that those days can shine on you to the smaller days. A person can shep koiches from remembering the groysetag. The Chassam Sofer says, Pshat, Emor el ha-koyinim b'nei Aaron v'amarta aleim. V'amarta aleim is that you should teach them all the dinim. We're going to see the dinim of kahuna. Abazok to Chassam Sofer, what's the double lashon? Because the first thing you're supposed to tell them is that they're koyhanim b'nei Aaron. That itself is an amira. A person has to realize who he is. That he's a ben Aaron, he's a ben Torah, he's from the Shevet ha-kahuna. V'loi Shevet Levi v'lvad, el shakol mishin asoi liboy. Lashon of Rambam, in Sofer Shemitah. Emor el ha-koyanim b'nei Aaron. The Eretz Tzach is, you should zog tzu, daf misin ver du bist, who you are, what's required of you. And then, the details. V'amar ta'aleim, v'chulei, all the halachas. But the Eretz Tzach is, Emor el ha-koyanim b'nei Aaron. Dos aleim. Realize who you are. Tell them, that's the first amira. The Kensus Stelen, to a pasuk later in the parsha, Amor el ha-koyanim. The pasuk says, V'yedavar Hashem al Moshe leimor, Davar al Aaron Lamer, Ish Mizarach al Dairoisam Asher Yia by Mum, Lo Yikrov Lahakrov Karvan Lechem Alikov. A Koyan shouldn't be Makav Yisabal Mum. Why not? Continues the Pasik. Ki Kol Ish Asher by Mum, Lo Yikrov. Because a Koyan that has a Mum can't be Makrov. The Pasik repeats itself. A Koyan that has a Mum shouldn't be Makrov. Why? Ki Kol Ish Asher by Mum, Lo Yikrov. So Santi Yediyah, there's a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph is handling a shaila about Hadlokas Neiris, a certain shemen, if you're allowed to use it or not, if you mix it with a different shemen. And the Gemara is a shaila. The Gemara's maskon is, Ein Madlikin, my taima, lufisha Ein Madlikin. Are they stating Gemara? Rabbi Kiveger and Gilian Ashas, over there in Shabbos Daf Chof Aleph, is Mitzayin, Kama Makoimis and Shas, where it says such a similar zach, in Moikotin and Gittin and Nida. And then he says, Vechein the Posuk. And he brings this Posuk, our parsha, Kolesha Shayi by Mum. Ki kolis is shehi b'mum lo yikra. Vosh teito on Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger is Messiah, the Mekoymus. Of the Dusa Shteito, this Yisoid. A person has to realize who he is, and then if the what you're supposed to do, vos pat, vos medavton, vos medav nishton, is because kasha tziva. My taima, lefi shehi. Lenefesh lo yitame ba'amov, Against the parsha from being, it's also for a kohen to be metame and a kohen hazer gedolim alaktanim. This is brought down in halacha shulchan aruch in Yeridei and Shinai and Gimel that a kohen is has to be nizer not to be metame, except for the shiva kroivim. And who is in a katan, you have to make sure not al kaponim to be metame v'yadayim. The pesachei tshuva where they brings a shaila, we know a kohen can be metame the shiva kroivim, but he says a katan. When a father, if a cotton does it on his own, you don't stop him, but you can't be a dayim, let the cotton be metame, a koyin cotton. But he says there's not even a heter of shiva kroivim for a koyin cotton. The whole heter of shiva kroivim is because there's a chiv of velus, and that's what brings out the heter of shiva kroivim. It's not poshut, it's mesupik. If a koyin cotton has the heter of being metame to shiva kroivim. He says maybe yeah, because the whole you need bechlal by a cotton is because of chinuch. And there won't be chinuch to be metame. Not be metame to one of the shiva kroivim, because when he's going to be older, he will be able to. So even though there's no chiyuv to the shiva kroivim, which wouldn't allow the heter, but maybe the iser doesn't apply. That's like the shaila: should a koyin, a katan, any katan who's eating on Yom Kippur al chinuch, right? Lahazir gedolim al aktanim, does he make yalav yovoy in kiddush? Right? There's no chinuch on that, because when he will grow up, he won't be making yalav yovoy. As I read the shaila, Akaponim it's a shayla, can the koyin cotton be matam at the shiva kroyin? This shayla becomes negay also an ashes koyin, a regular Yisraelis that marries a koyin, and she's pregnant, maybe with a boy, we don't know. Is she have to be nizer not to be metamet? Negay, could she go to the hospital when it's not for a pekuach nefesh? A koyin doesn't samazay go to kvarim or to a makam with his tummy. What about an ashes koyin? She's a regular Israeli. She's now married to a koyin. That certainly is not mechayev her to be nizer and tumah. A bat koyin doesn't have this din, or an ashes koyin doesn't have this din. Avadanat. But she's pregnant with maybe an uber sofik zocher, sofik nekeva, sofik nevel. So the poskim say maybe a heter because it's a sveik sveika, sofik nekeva, sofik nevel. They have another heter, maybe it's tumah blua, it's hidden out. But there's a shayla, maybe she has to be nizra, asla hazur gedolim alaktanim, even on an uber. When I saw the shayla brought down in the poskim, nowadays you don't have the heter of sveik sveika anymore. We lechayra usually al kuponim could know if it's a zocher or an akeva, you don't have the heter of sveik sveika. But it wouldn't be posh that they say even to go to a levaya of the shiva kroivim. I saw a shayla brought down. Can this ashes koyin go to the levaya of shiva kroivim? Now, who's shiva kroivim? Her shiva kroivim, or the baby's shiva kroivim? Her shiva kroivim certainly she wouldn't be able to go to, because she has to be nizer if it's not the uber's shiva kroivim. Her brother, it's the baby's uncle, right? Or no, the nidna would be als uber yerech imoy, the moidet is his kroivim or her kroivim. Volt given a heter to be matam at the shiva kroivim. There's a shayla, I saw Tzvi Pesach Frank handles a coin that's mutter to be metamet to shiva kroivim. He's going to one of the shiva kroivim's levaya. There's another mate in the room. He has a heter to be metamet. Is it mutter even if there's another? He goes to the base of levaya. Is there's another mate also? Is it mutter or since you're being moistif motumah? He brings a raya. There's a story of Rabbi Shmuel Kain Gadol from the Asar Rugei Malchus that it says in the piyut of Eila Esker on Yom Kippur that he touched the lashon of chutzpes amatorgamon, and he was misabel on it. Now he explains, avada, it was tummy al oil anyways, because he was obviously locked in the room, but al that he was oinus, the Romans were keeping him in there. But what was his heter to be noigeya in the mace? And he says, even though you're tummy al oil, it's mutter also to now be noigeya the mace, even though he's already tummy al oil. And he wants to make a tushto, although yesh l'chal tuva, a person that's mutter on the first issue of tumma of oil because he's oinus, will that allow him also to be negeya, that same mace? That's another source of tumah from the same mace. And we're trying to still suit to a different case. When a person has a heter, not of oinus, but he has a heter of shiva kroivim, and avada shiva kroivim is mutter negeya and oil. But will it be matrim to be in the oil with another mace? The shayla is a bit of sushta from over there. You have the story of Elio Anovi. Elio was Mechaya Mason, the ben almona hatsorfis. It says over there, Vayismoided ala yelet, and he was Mechayim Mason the yelet. Frektoises and Bamitzid akuf yudalid, Elio was a kohen. How could Elio be Metame to be Mechayim the yelet of the Ben Almono in Melochim Aleph Paragizayin? He's a kohen. Doktoises and Bamitzid of Yeshloimar, Shehoye Borer Loishi Yechayeyu, Elio was Borer that he's going to be Mechayim the baby, the yelet. And therefore it's mutter because of pikuach nefesh. Interesting dik. Tosa says it was borer that he's going to be mechayim, and therefore it's pikuach nefesh. If it's pikuach nefesh, first of all, why only if it's borer? Let's say it's not borer. Oh, but the sof is pikuach nefesh. Sof is pikuach nefesh also you're allowed to be yoyzim. Mizot davar, af tchiyas ha-meisim, falozen zech muzayin avadei pikuach nefesh. Nesh tasof is pikuach Reb Moshe in a tshuva wants to say that the pikuach nefesh wasn't for the baby was dead. The pikuach nefesh was for the mother who was so distraught. It was already a shayla of pikuach nefesh. A chiddush to kipshan and toises. There's a tshuva Saradvaz that wants to answer that the baby wasn't even dead yet. He wants to say the lashon of the pasuk is adash alay noisa bar nesham. He said he fainted, and he said it's even a doya because there's a gemara in Nida. We know there's another story later on in Malachim Beis with Elisha. Elisha was Mechayim Mason, the Ben Hashunamis. And the Gemara in Nida declares that the Ben Hashunamis metamet. why didn't they declare already earlier on the Ben Ha'omono that Elio was Machayim Meis? So he went to Spar because over there Taki wasn't dead, he only had fainted. More than that, I saw the Rabbeinu Bachaya wants to write, the Radbat brings that in the Tshuva, that the Ben at surface that Elio was Machayim was a Goy. Wasn't even a Yid. And even though a Goy is also Metame, a Goy is only Metame B'magel V'masanat B'oil. And he wants to say a very big chiddush. It says by Elio, Vayismoidid al Hayelid. It doesn't say Mefurish, he touched it. By Elisha not. By Elisha, it says some piv al piv, einam al einam. It says Mefurish. Yeah, but Elisha wasn't a Kayin. And it's not and the Avadah was a Yid. It was Yoina. Yoina Novi was the Ben Ashunan. So their Avadah was a Yid, and their Avadah was Negei, and it was some piv al piv, but Elisha's not a Kayin. Elio was a Kayin. Two different stories. One is a Malachim Aleph, one is a Malachim Beit. Under a mice. Wants to say over there, it wasn't. Bechlal wasn't a Yid Bechlal. And he says, the Chiddush, Vayismoidid al hayel, and it was only oil. And there's no oil, there's no Tumas oil. Atam Kareem Adam, Ve'ein, Avdik Chavim Kareem Adam. Kapanam, when it says that a coin can be metamet to the Shiva Kareem, it says, Le'imoy u le'ovid. So there's a big, that Toys is Balis, Taskanim, Klairs, and Be'emes, it's a Gemara, Nozir, Daf, Memtes, and a Toys coin in here. By the coin head, it says, Imoy, and then Ovid. By the Kohen Gadol, where of course the din is opposite, that a Kohen Gadol cannot be Metame, even to the Shiva Kroivim, the Seder Advarim is La'ovif u'le'imoy. What's Pshat in the Seder Advarim like that? So one Pshat is Toysis brings, and that's the Gemara Nazir. A Kohen was saying, you're mutter to be Metame. And it's a bigger Chiddush that he's mutter to his mother, because his mother, I'm sorry, it's a smaller Chiddush, his mother is Vada, his mother. His father, it's only Alpi Roiv that it's his father. Yisoymachan Roiv Bila Sachar Abal, to know his father. So a Kohen was saying it's mutter to be metame to his kroivim, not only to his mother, which is vadai, even to his father. Also, you can be metame. Kohen Gadol fakers where it's coming to say he's not allowed to be metame. Saying he's not allowed to be metame to his father, not only to his father, even to his mother, which is vadai, he still cannot be metame. The famous kasha, the Bir Agro asks in the Bir on Peres Kohenim. You're telling me the chiddush by Kohen Hedyit, not only his mother, which for sure is his mother, his father. Maybe you shouldn't be metame because maybe it's not even his father. Chiddush, he could even be metame with his father. Yisoymachan Roiv. Frek the Goyim, if it's not his father, so he's not a Kohen Bechlal. He's a Ezechel allowed to be metame. The whole chash is if he's a Kohen. Zok the Goyim, be'ir shekulay Kohenim. So for sure it's a Kohen. Which is a big Chiddush because maybe it was from Inish the Alma. Anyways. The Gemara has a chash, ain't for sure it's even be'ove ve'imay chobish be'beso asurim. The Gemara says that the chash is from someone else. Ir Shekul Ekoinim is a terrorist that for sure his father's not a Kohen. Oichet, it's not so posh in Alamdis because he still has a Mamzer. If Kohen Mamzer has the dinim, it's a big tumult, and this going is a war that a Kohen Mamzer still has to have Kedushas Kahun. Azoy is the Cheshbin, according to the Goyim. The Ibn Ezra over here wants to say another Pshat. Why? By Kohen Hedyot it says, Imoy and Aviv, he brings that Alpi Roiv, the Nekev is Nifter first. Bemis, it's a toisvis in Ksubis that says that it's shrich more than an isha is nifter because they have the sakana by leida and as they state. So the Mitzvah says that a mother is nifter first. That's why by the Kohen Hedyot it says li'ima yolaviv. But by the Kohen Gadol, when Mistama he's getting the stellar because he's taking it over from his father, so then it says lo'aviv u'li'ima. Which is not so poshut because pashtus. I don't know if it happens automatically when the Kohen Gadol is Nifter. I don't know, maybe they need to be Mamana his son, the Kohen Gadol. Maybe he goes to the Levaya still on his Kohen Hedyot status. And then it's not that loved after that he was a Kohen Gadol that had Yarshin it from his father. Nothing missing the Kohen. Behemshech Shpeter in the Parsha from the Moyadim. On Yom Tov we lay in the Parshas HaMoyadim, but we start from earlier. We start from Shor Oy Kesev Oy Eiz Ki Yivolid. And the Rashbam and Baba Basra that Kuf Chaf Aleph, quoting this pasuk, says Shor Oy Kesev Oy Eiz, the Parshas HaMoyadim. So the Rashbam already calls it. It's the Parshas HaMoyadim. And a few pasukim later, it starts Shabbos and the Moyadim. Why is Shor Oy Kesev Oy Eiz already Meshach Shaychi to the Moyadim? So the Pshat is Shabbos is Shaychi to the Moyadim. That Bemis we're going to see soon. Why that Gufa? Why is Shabbos part of the Moyadim? We'll see. Of Ravada, you see the Tchilas Parshas HaMoedim, Eila Moedei Hashem, and the Erste Zachat says, it's a Shabbat, so Shabbat is a Shaykh to the Moedim. This din of Shorei Ketzev Ayez Ki Yivolei, Vahoy Yeshivas Yomim Tachas Imoy, Miyoyim Hashmini Vaholei Yerotzel, Akorav Anishel Hashem, what's Taka the Pshat that you wait till the 8th day? And they say this also by a bris, why you wait till the 8th day? because it's a river of Shabbos. There's a mile in something that went through a Shabbos. But the Shorei Ketav is also is Meshach Shaychit to Shabbos. There's a klal in Hilchos Brachos. We have a shaila. When you have a shaila in Hilchos Brachos, in the Seder Kedima of Brachos, we know there's Maga Eish, Mezoinus Geffen, Eitz Adom Shahakol. There's a Kivei of Chavivus, Shivas Minim. There are various factors in the Seder Kedima and Brachos. And you have to know which is the more, the Schovev starker than Shivas Minim, is Adom before Shahakol, all the different Gedar. The Machzor Vitri is brought down. He says, I don't know, again, how stark this factor is, but he says there's a factor of Dovr over all of us a Shabbos. A Michael that was over all of a Shabbos has a Milo. You would think it's leftover, isn't it? Pumfakin. It's the Milo. The over all of us a Shabbos. The over all of us a Shabbos is a Milo. Again, I don't think that would mean that you make a Shahakal on the over all of us a Shabbos before a Hamoisi. You know, you have to know Lagabi. But maybe when there's Shabbat in all the other factors, there's so many other factors. There's Sholem, Godol, Chaviv, Shivas Minim. But there's also this factor of overall of Esther Shabbos. And that's thinking over here of Shabbos. The Parshas Moedim Taka starts off. There's Shabbos and then there's Moedim. Shabbos Lachar is not a Moed. Shabbos, the Yisoid, is Cholik from the Moedim. No, it's the Hakdom here to the Moedim. The emphasis is a pshat from the Gra that this pasuk doesn't mean Shabbos. It's Sheishes Yomim Te'osim Alocha. 6 days of Yom Tif, you're allowed to do Melechus Oichel Nefesh. Rosh Hashanah, Sukkish, Mini Atzeres, 2 days of Pesach and Shavuos. Uvayayim HaShvi, but on Yom Kippur, Shabbos, Shabbos, Oy Mikra Kodesh, Kol Melocha Leisazah. That on Yom Kippur, you shouldn't even do any Melocha at all. Melocha of Oichel Nefesh is also not Mutter on Yom Kippur. So Lefidus Groh, Taka, this Pasuk of Sheishas, Yom Tiyas Melocha is not talking about regular Shabbos. It's Taka, Meshach, Shaychit, the Parshas, Moyadim. 6 days of Yom Tif, Te'osa Malacha of Oichel Nefesh, Uveyem Hashvi, on Yom Kippur, not. Avad, the Pashup Chat, though, is going on Malacha of Shabbos. It's an Afkamina. Yeah, so the Pashup Chat is going on Shabbos. The going was Machadish, it's going on Yom Tif. Now, Shabbos about the Scholot be Yisoidoi from Yom Tif. We know on Shabbos we say in davening Mekadesh HaShabbos. And on Yom Tov we say Mekadesh Yisroel V'Hazmanim. And the pshat is, because Shabbos is Kvi V'Kaimi, Shabbos is Kavua, it's a set every 7 days. Yom Tov is Toli in Zman, Yom Tov is Taka the Yom Tov, Mar Toli in Zman HaOviv, Zman HaKotzir, Zman HaOsif, and it's Toli in the Chadoshim, and that's Mekadesh Yisroel V'Hazmanim, because the Yidden are the ones that are the Kiveya, the Chadoshim, the Yidden, the Bezdin is Kiveya. Right? Eila moya de Hashem, mekroi kodesh, asher tikru oisom v'moyadam, asher tikru atem v'moyadam. Atem afilu shoygigim, atem afilu mizidim, even if you make a mistake. And it's not the pshat that Yom Kippur is the wrong day, like the Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah. The pshat is, that's Yom Kippur, that's Rosh Hashanah, that's when it comes to moya. So Shabbos is kvi v'kaimi, Shabbos is a set kviz, but the moyadam Yisroel makes. That's why it's mekadesh HaShabbos. Even when Shabbos is Chal Yom Tov, we say Mekadesh HaShabbos, Yisroel V'Azman. We don't say Mekadesh Yisroel V'Shabbos V'Zman. Because Shabbos is Kvi, V'Kaimi, Zman, and Yisroel Mix. Asher Tikru Oysam B'Moyedim is Asher Tikru Atem B'Moyedim. And there's a word, don't think it's a mistake. If they talk, a Bezdin made the mistake, and the Levona did come out, and they changed it, and they made it a Mole. Don't think, you're saying it's Asher Tikru Oysam is Asher Tikru Atem, but you think it's a mistake. Oysam is the same letters as Atem. Oysam is also the same letters as Emes. So the Vistan is Taka Emes. The Eivishter obviously wanted that. That's the way it should become. Chalias Yom Kippur Becheshvaincha. The Atem Afilu Shoygin Atem Afilu Mezidim is Avada Emes. The Sfasemes writes in the art. We know that the Shloish Regalim is connected to Avos. The Tor of Emes brings this down in Hilchus Rishchaydish. That the Moyedim is connected. The Shloish Regalim are connected. Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. Pesach is connected. Avram Avinu. Lushi Vasi Ugois was the Matzois. Yitzchak is Shavuos, is the Shofar Shel Ayel of Matan Torah, is Shavuos. And Yaakov Avinu was Sukkos v'lemekneyu osa Sukkos. As I state in the Torah. The Sfasemes writes, Shabbos is Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to understand in these inyanim, but that's what he's Moisef to that Ma'arech, that the Torah is bringing down from a Medrash. That the Sholish Regalim is the Ovois. Shabbos is Moshe Rabbeinu. The Meshech Chochma is Madgish in Akuda, a Chilek Shabbos to Yom Tif. He touches up Shabbos is ben Adam laKadosh Baruch Hu. Yom Tov is ben Adam laChaveiro. He wants to say that's why Yom Tov is not Israel. So Yom Tov is more of an Indian taka of the Vesimcha is tazamim with other people. Shabbos is more ben Adam leBen Koinon. I heard once a different Akdora. To Santa Zach, Shabbos it's Mavur, we invite the Shechina in. There's so many Makaris to this, we invite the Shechina. The Shechina is our guest. Shabbos HaMalka. Yom Tov is a Lashon of Rashi at the end of the Parsha by Shmini Atzeres, when the Eberster says, Kosha Alai Pridaschem, Ikfu Alai, Yoim Echad, Rashi is Madgish, we are the guests of HaKadosh Baruch. Moshe LaAdam Sheh Zimenes had guests. Yom Tov, we're the guests of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos, we're Ma'areach, we're the hosts. We're Ma'areach, the Shechina. Hadvarim Mat'imim Ma'oid, we have Kabbalah Shabbos. We don't have Kabbalah Yom Tov. Yom Tov. Kum Tarayin, there's a drosha after Shul. Kum Tarayin, we're talking Ma'areach, we're talking Shabbos is Kabbalah Shabbos. Shabbos with Makabal Ma'areach. And interesting, it's not so posh to Shalom the Poiskim if there's Malava Malka on Yom Tov. Shabbos with Malava. We had the guest, and with Malava the guest. Yom Tov, we were the guest. Under a cook. There's a remez from the 7 days of Pesach, a remez of Atbash from the 7 days of Pesach, that every day of Pesach, the day of the week it comes out, is a siman what day of the week a certain yontif will come out. Atbash. Aleph is tough. The Erster day of Pesach every year, whenever the day of the week it comes out, will be the same day as Tisha B'Av. Bash, Beis Shin, the second day of Pesach is always the same day as Shavuos. Shavuos is 50 days later. Gimel Reish, the third day of Pesach is always the same day as Rosh Hashanah, the following year. Dalet Kuf, the fourth day of Pesach is the same day as Simchas Torah, Kriyas HaTorah, has the Chutz La'aretz of Simchas Torah. It's another teretz why Simchas Torah is not on Shemini Atzeres, we push it off another day. His name is the Dalet Kuf. Hey Sadi is that the fifth day of Pesach is the same day as Yom Kippur, Tzoyim Kippur. Vov Pei, the sixth day of Pesach is always the same day as Purim, the previous Purim, not the coming Purim, because by the time Purim comes around, it's not Mukhrach which day of the week will come out, because Tevis and Shvat, Kislev and Tevis, are it's not always Mukhrach, Moli and Chaser. All the other ones were in within Pesach too. You can't give a remiss. So Vov Pei is about the remiss for the previous Purim. And Zion Ayin is Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is always the same day as Shvi'ish Pesach. Now, Vetmin Zogin has Medav Zuchan an under Ayin. Because Erev Pesach is Erev Pesach. It's not a bear, it's Erev Pesach. Over it's Mefurish Nishtazon. What's the first Moyed? Eile Moyed Hashem. Ba'choydesh Arishin, ba'arbosa la'choydesh ben arbayim, Pesach la'shev. The first Moyed on the list is the 14th day of Nisan. Then there's the next Pesach. That Ba'chamisha Asher is the first day of Pesach. Aber Arbosar L'Chodesh is a Moyed. It's the Moyed of the day when Makar of the Korban Pesach Ben Arbayim. There's a going in your day and the end in Hilchas Avelis there. It talks about a yard side. A person can fast on a yard side. He says, not on Erev Pesach. B'chayrus Amis Anen. He says, not on Erev Pesach. But Erev Pesach is a Moyed. It's a Moyed. It's a separate Pesach here. Aber Arbosar L'Chodesh. It's not a coincidence it's the day before Pesach. The Isra of Matzah starts. The Isra of Chometz starts. And there's Akravas Korban. It's the Erev Moyed on the Rishim over here. So Ayin is Zion, the seventh day of Pesach is the same as Ayin. But that was looking under Ayin. Or if someone asked me, what's with Shmi in America, in Chutz La'aretz we have Shmini Shel Pesach, what's Ches? So Ches is Samach. Achron Shel Pesach is always the same night as Leila Seid. Seid, Ches is Samach. That's kind of Efshem Moisef saying. Eila Heim Moyadoi. We said that the Torah in the Hilchos Rosh Chodesh and Simon Tov Yud Zion. The Torah brings down that the Moedim are Keneged, the Ovois, Pesach is Keneged Avram, Shavuos is Keneged Yitzchok, the Isle, Shofar, and Sukkot is Keneged Yaakov, and Levnei Yosef Sukkot. The Torah continues that there are 12 Rosh Chodesh, 12 Rosh Chodesh, and the Yudbeis Rosh Chodesh is Keneged the Yudbeis Shvatim. And Bemis in the Svarim state, Asach Begin them, how to work this out, which Shevet is Meshach Shaychi to which Chodesh. Malton and Ear, like most of the Shitas, Ear is Yisachar, and look the Sachzachan and then. Aber, this is the Bazundar Shmuz. Aber, there's different Shitas, Afi, the reason on the other Shitas, how you work out which Chodesh is connected with Shevet. Aber, say that's clear, the Medrash, the Torah is bringing, that the Yudbeis Rosh Chodesh is connected the Yudbeis Shvatim. And we said before, Shabbos is Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah brings down that Be'emes, before the Chet HaEgel, the 12 Yud Beis Chadoshim was supposed to be Moyed, just like an Isra Malacha of Moyed, just like the Moyedim. But after the Chet HaEgel, it was taken away and given only to the Noshim, and that's why Noshim still have an Inyan not to do Malacha and Rosh Chodesh more than men. And I heard once a pshat, that's the pshat, it says, Eila Moyed HaShem, because of Eila Elehecha Yisrael, because by the Chet HaEgel, there was Eila Elehecha Yisrael, which is the Chet HaEgel, that's why now it's only Eila Moyed HaShem, these are the ones that are left. Rosh Chodesh is not mentioned here in the Elam Moyed HaShem. Rosh Chodesh was taken away, it was given only to the Noshim. There's a Shiloh, what's the Pshat? Originally it was supposed to be only for the men, and instead it went to the ladies? Or originally it was supposed to be for both, and it was taken away from the men? Or it wasn't given yet? And the question is who it was given to. There's an Afmina in the Torah, in the Chagoyis V'Chadushim. He declares a Shiloh, first of all, he wants to know if a man wants to be Machmer. If it was Beferish taken away from the men, then he says, no, you can't be Machmer. Call a Potter Midavar Vayisei Nekra Hedyat. If it was only given to Noshim, so the same way an Isha could be Machmer on his man Groma, like a man, so a man could be Machmer on the Isha's mitzvah. As I declare to Chashayel, he declares also like Abi Avodim. Normally, Avodim Achayev and mitzvah ki Isha. Do Avodim have this din of the Moyed of Rosh Chodesh? So we have the Seder Amoyedim here. Rosh Chodesh is not mentioned. Shabbos, we said, was mentioned as a Hagdom Azah. We have Arbosar L'Chodesh. Then we have Pesach. Then you have Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer is part of the Moyed. So the Archaim HaKadosh, he says, what does it mean, Usfartem Lachem, Yimachos HaShabbos? Usfartem is a Lashon of, it means counting, he says it means the Lashon of Even Sapir. We know the Luchois were made out of Even Sapir, they were shiny like a sapphire stone. He says, the Nishmas Yisroel, it says, Kosveim Aluach Libecha, Torah Shabbal Peh is written on the Luach Libecha of Klal Yisrael. And the Ibezoi, the Nefesh of Yisrael, is also an Even Sapir of the Luchos. Maybe because of various Chatoyim and Davoin HaNefesh, it's not so shiny. The Avoidus Yimei Asvira is Usfartem Lachem on your Nefesh to make it back. Usfartem to make it Sapir, to make it Shapir, to make it shining up like an Even Sapir. And so is the Arachai. There's a Ramban, you do with the Ramban, the Ramban is later on by Shmini Atzeres, later on in the parasha. But the Ramban says that Sfiras HaOmer, what's it doing in the Seder HaMoedim? Ramban there is talking about Shmini Atzeres, we'll see. He's talking about Sfiras HaOmer over there. And he says, the Yomim of Sfiras HaOmer is Kimoi Chol HaMoed. You have the beginning 7 days of Pesach, and as I do by Sukkot, you have 7 days of Sukkot. And then you have Shmini Atzeres. The Doimel is by Pesach, you have 7 days of Pesach, and then Atzeres. Nor whereas by Sukkot, we have to see why, but whereas Sukkot, the Atzeres is Miyad, the day after the 7 days of the Yom Tov. Pesach also, you have 7 days of Yom Tov, and also an Atzeres. The Atzeres is after 50 days. Over the Yomim Shebein Asayim, the Svira, the Yimei Asvira, is Chula Shel Moed, and it's Mudgash, because it's a Chelik of the Parsha. It's a Chelik of the Parsha, Svira Soimer is the Seder HaMoedim. I had a shtickle ha'ora on the Ramban. Shtickle ha'ora. The Gemara in the beginning of Yuma is clearing a shiloh. We know that Yom Kippur, before Yom Kippur, they were mafresh the Kohen Gadol for 7 days. And we know also by the Miluyim, they were mafresh the Kohen Gadol for 7 days. The Gemara is clearing, maybe by other Yom Tovim also, we should be mafresh the Kohen Gadol for 7 days. And the Gemara is saying, maybe by all the other Yom Tovim, it goes through systematically. I got to sugi the Eshta 2-3 blot of Yuma. So the Gemara says, Maybe Shmini Atzeres should have a Prishas Shiva. Zakti Gemara, no, we're only talking about Prishas Shiva on a Yom Tov that's starting now that doesn't have Kedusha Lefanov. Donin Yom She Kedusha Lefanov, Mi Yom She Ain Kedusha Lefanov. The Ain Donin Yom She Kedusha Lefanov. Shmini Atzeres has Kedusha Lefanov. The Gemara even Bavoran Shmini Atzeres Regel Bifnei Atzmai. So the Gemara, yeah, Regel Bifnei Atzmai. Over Lamai says, Yesh by Kedusha Lefanov. The next line, the Gemara says, maybe Shvuas should have Prishas Shiva. And the Gemara gives a different terrace because there's two islands, it doesn't stim, you give one aisle, two aisle. So the Gemara is talking, Yesh by Kedusha Lefanov. Shteit Klar and Gemara, Shmini Atzeres, Ruftach, Yesh by Kedusha Lefanov. Shvuas is not called Yesh by Kedusha Lefanov. Yesh li Yashiv, Kasha, over Ahore, on the Ramban. In the middle of Sfir Soimer, Bnei Soscha writes that the Yemei HaSfira are broken into two parts. There's Leiv Toiv, the first 32 days, Leiv, and then Toiv, the last 17 days, the Hemshech. The cutoff line of Ad is the 33rd, Lag Boimer. Al pi the Sfiris, Lag Boimer is in Hoid, and there's even a minig that they don't say Tachnan Agansa Shavua from Hoid. This is a minig. Nishnar Hoid Sheva Hoid Mizogdish Tachnan. There are those that don't say Tachnan Agansa Hoid. I don't know why they don't say Tachnan also on Hoid Sheva Gvura. And Hoid Sheva Chesed is Cholomoid. Over Hoid Sheva Gvura and Hoid Sheva Teferis also. Why only when Hoid is the family name, not when it's the first name? Over when by the Shavua of Hoid Mizogdish can Tachnan. Is L'chayre, the Pshat Azeid, is a Medrash, states Zeichet in Zoyar, that Pesach Sheni starts on Yud Dalet Iyar, and Pesach Sheni, the 7 days of Yom Tov is supposed to be. Pesach Sheni, B'diuk, is exactly the beginning of Shavuos Hoyd, and it says it is supposed to be a Yom Tov of 7 days. So after that, it's not Nishto Hoyd, it's not Pesach Sheni, it's under it. That would answer the Hoyd Shavagvur. Pesach Sheni. And Be'emet is a Medrash, in Parshas Pinchas, the Medrash Rabbah, that Be'emes, every one of the Chadoshim in the summer is supposed to have a Yom Tov. Iyar is supposed to have Pesach Sheni for 7 days. Then Sivan has Shavuos Taka, Atzeres. Tammuz, Av, and Elul are also supposed to have a Yom Tov. They don't, and therefore instead Tishrei has 4 Yomim Tovim. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, and Shmini Atzeres. So, even though Akaponim Iyar also has this Yom Tov, other Hoyd, other Be'emes, it's a Cheshbin, of Pesach Sheni. There's a Gansa Shaila this year specifically, like Boimer, is a Shaila whether you're allowed to already be Mestaper on Friday because it's covered Shabbos. Not you're talking that Shabbos should be more, not less than afterwards. The Shaila is Vegan Moitz Shabbos. There's a common misconception that you're already mutter at night, on the night of Lag Boimer, which is not true. Music and Ander Zachen, Chayra, starts in the day. But the Shaila is this year, Efsher, is it a Kimacha Hutra Hutra? Since it's Mutter on Friday, I'll cover Shabbos, so is it already Mutter with Stopper on Moitz Shabbos also? Or no, Moitz Shabbos comes to Rick the Isser, Biz the Morgan, Biz in the Free, and it's only Heter on Friday. That's Yedda Eina, Mevar Zain, by Zain Poisik. So the Asach of Lag Boimer, Efsher, Ein Kurt Zach, Neschadish Given, Mamish, yes. Adover Nechmat. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Ayin. The Gemara wants to know, how do you know that Malachas on Shabbos, you have separate karbonis, right? If you did two different Malachas, you have two separate karbonis. It's as if you ate Chelev and Dam. You don't say just, oh, you were Mechal Shabbos. Every 39 Malachas is a different shame. So the Gemara brings, there's a Machloikas Tanoim. Havara L'Lav Yotzis, Havara L'Chalik Yotzis. Havara L'Chalik Yotzis is good, L'Chalik. That's Rav Nosson. And Rav Yoifi, he holds Havara L'Lav Yotzis. So he has a different makar, me'achas me'heino. And then the Gemara says, "Machloekes Tanoim, Rav Nosson and Rav Yosi." Then Shmuel, the Amoira, Shmuel says, a nubshat. Shmuel says, it says, "Mechalalei mois yumas, atoira ribsa misas harbe." So it's a plea, twice as fresh shine. There's two Tanoim, other Rav Nosson, the Havor al-Alav, Havor al-Alav, other Havor al-Alav, you have me'achas me'heino, and Shmuel, Egen, no bright, no nothing, Shmuel's up to Egen of Shat. Connected all the Tanoim. So Tosfos over there says, why is Shmuel arguing Rav Yosi and Rav Nosson? So Rech Loimer mi Kabbalah Kimluhu. He knows it from Kabbalah. Havada does mean, he knows he had a Kabbalah. But Tosfos Lashon is a Mikhtrak. He knows it from Kabbalah. Abba Kameh, yeah, Kabbalah. And to Santa Maisa, Tosfos and Shabbos Tav Kuf Vov has a Kasha. Rav Shimon, Bar Yochai, holds Havora L'Lav Yotis. And he darshan the Pesach of Me'achas Mehena for something else. For Rech Tosfos, how does Rav Shimon know? Malachas Amachana. So Tosfos, we have Shmuel. Shmuel is Dr. Shita. Earlier on the vine, Shmuel. Shmuel, make Kabbalah Kimmel. Dr. Shita is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Shmuel, make Kabbalah Kimmel. That's the Dritte Shita. You have, by Yom Kippur, the Hemshech, in the Moyadim, Yom Kippur has Isra Malacha, and Yom Kippur Avad also has the Tzoyim. The Beis Yosef in Tavreish Chav Dalet asks, why don't we go to Sveika de Yoyma on Yom Kippur? All the other Yomim Tovim, we do Sveika de Yoyma. Why we don't do Sveika de Yoyma on Yom Kippur? Zok there, if you Yerushalmi in Chala, it's a Sakana, it's a fast for 2 days in a row. It's a Sakana, they had it, it was a Shaila in Shanghai, Taka, Andrei Yehav, Yehav, when you fast in Sveika, Tavreish. There it wasn't the minig avisena biyadeno sveikah d'yoyma. There it was an eretz v'shayla v'chayvei krisis. They didn't know which day was Yom Kippur. Aber al sveikah d'yoyma, it's a sakana. So I wanted to know, pshat, in the Beis Yosef, why aren't we knowing Isser Malacha? Why aren't we knowing Isser Malacha of Yom Kippur for 2 days? If be'etzem Yom Kippur v'ol given roi machen asveikah d'yoyma. Now we can't do the tzoyim because it's a sakana. Basat the tzoyim to the Isser Malacha. Now, it's fair to say, I'm asking we should daven Yom Kippur davening. We should eat and then make a tzveit to talk Yom Kippur davening. It's fair. Of the Isser Malacha, was it this abketil? Weiss it goes to Zaman. Weiss it goes to Zaman. That Vival, they weren't in the Sakim. Sveik the Yoyma on the Tzoyim. So we're not in the Sakim, it's on the Isser Malacha. Itaka goes to Zaman. In the time of Shloim HaMelech, when he was made the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdosh, they ate on Yom Kippur. He was made the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdosh, was right before Sukkot. It was on Zion, Tishrei, Ches Tishrei, and they had 7 days of Simcha straight till Sukkot, and then another 7 days of Sukkot itself. And then Shmini Atzeres, and then everyone went home. They mamish made Simcha for those 7 days. That's one of the reasons we don't say Tachnan on the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, according to one pshat. The other pshat, then. It was the days of the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash of Shlomo. They ate on Yom Kippur that year. Ech fregach, they were noyeg isa malocha. It's hot the end to the under. They had a hayro. It's tali zeb zeb tzvei zachen. So chagafun ala yediya, the Meshech Chochma makes a diik. It says, kol malocha lai sasu vayim kippur, chukas oylo mudoy reisechem. A special adgosha, chukas oylo mudoy reisechem. He's medayik to Meshech Chochma that it says, chukas oylo mudoy reisechem on the isa malocha of Yom Kippur. Not on the Isser Tzoyim of Yom Kippur. Because Isser Tzoyim of Yom Kippur wasn't Chukas Oil Medoy Reisechem. There was that 1 year in the times of Shloim HaMelech that they ate and drank on Yom Kippur. So the Hadgash of Chukas Oil Medoy Reisechem is only on the Isser Malacha. State Klor Alef, that in the times of Shloim HaMelech, Havada, they were noyeg Isser Malacha on Yom Kippur, even though they ate. Obezemin is Kumtzrik Mein Kasha, Mein Ha'ara. Why is the Nosveke Diyoyme on the Chelek Hatzoyim of Yom Kippur? Sukkot, ulemeknehu asa sukkot. It's so fundamental, ulemeknehu asa sukkot. By Yaakov Avinu, that's such a fundamental issue, ulemeknehu asa sukkot. By Yaakov nosa sukkaisa. By even like bias, ulemeknehu asa sukkot. Al kein karashem amokim sukkot. What's so fundamental about that? The whole yisoid of sukkot is to realize what's the ikkar and what's the tafel. That Olam Hazeh is only a hechatimsa of preparing yourself. It's a diras aray Olam Hazeh. And we realize that. And that's what happened over there. Vayivan loy bayis. Yaakov first built Beit HaMikdash. Ulam ikneyu fazayin momen istikazach. And so the Olam Hazeh, that he made aray. A person has to realize what's the aray and what's the keva. And for Sukkot Teish Meshavas Yom is to ingrain in that message for the entire year. To realize, Arai. And Epsher, you could say that's Pshan in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Hayoshev Roshev Ruve Vesukkah, Vishalchone Betoich Habayis. So it's no good. Gezer Shemi Yimoshech Achar Shalchone. The whole Pshan is, Memuz Arai gain in the Sukkah. And realize, what's Ikar and what's Tafel. We learn Kehelet and we realize, Havel Avolam Akol Havel. But if it's still Shulchani B'Toich HaBayis, Gezer Shemi Yimoshech after the Shulchan, after the Gashmi, after the thing. You have to be in Gansan in the Sukkah. There's a Shaila in the Poitzkim, interesting. This is the Halacha. Shaila. Sasemis and the Bir Halacha, I think, have a Machloikis about this prat. The Gemara says, if Yoshev Roshev Rubi B'Shulchani, but the Shulchan is outside, Gezer Shemi Yimoshech after Shulchani. Sharatim class. What if it's Kulai B'Sukkah? The Lashon of the Gemara is Yoshev Roshev Rubai B'Sukkah. B'Shulchani B'Toich HaBayis. But if it's kuloi besukkah, then there's no chashav shulchanai. Machoikis. So as an attack of faith, as an gansan around the sukkah, and you're not holding by the shemi yimoshech from them, can then attack and not a problem. But that's the avoider of the sukkahs. Now, by the way, what happened over there is that by sukkahs, Yaakov Avinu met Esau, and He separated himself from Esav, and then he leaves and he goes to Sukkot. It's clear that that meeting of the twins, Yaakov and Esav, is symbolized on Yom Kippur with, as I say, clear by Arichos and Zoyar. We say it before the Tekiyas and Rosh Hashanah. So I said, full in Medrash and Asach Eretz. Before the Tekiyas and Rosh Hashanah, by Arichos, it talks about this in that Yaakov and Esav are the two, as the Sorah Lashem and the Sorah Lazazel, and then it separates. And you have to separate yourself from that. The letters in the word Azazel, in the word Azazel, what those letters is, we don't know what Azazel is. The Ibn Ezra writes, when you'll be 33, Ibn Ezra last week's parasha, when you'll be 33, you'll understand what it is. When you'll be 33, then you'll understand. Aber Ein Shom, Aber Akoponim, there's a pshat that Azazel is the same, the letters in that word, the letters right before is Sukkos. The letters right before Ayin, Zayin, Aleph, Zamed, Zayin, Lamed is the letters of Sukkos. You have to separate from that, and then it's Mekum Tzirik, Megate Rhein and the Sukkos. Then Yashmini Atzeres. Rashi says, Kosha alai pridatchem. Kosha alai pridatchem is a word. We said before, we talked about that the Yom Tov is also been Odom L'chaveri Sheboi. So there's a word, Kosha alai pridatchem. When Klai Yisrael came to be Oilam L'regel, they were together in Yerushalayim. The Oilam L'yoda, a person didn't complain, that Sofa Falai Amokoyim, and they were living Ba'achdus of Shleimus, of Ba'achva. And the Eibush is saying, Kosha alai pridatchem. It's not just the pridatchem of the pridatchem of Adet, but also the pridatchem from Klai Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shlom. There's also the Kosha alai pridatchem from the Kolech of the Yisrael. Okay, good.